Hey guys, welcome to episode number 13 of the Miles Fit Transformation Podcast, an audio experience dedicated to your transformation on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. I'm Miles Kroll, your host, as well as the owner and founder of the Miles Fit Montreal Private Personal Training Studio. Today, in episode 13, I'm going to be talking about three key weight loss tips and considerations that you have to take into account if you want to transform your body and take your health and fitness to the next level. Hey guys, it's Miles from Miles Fit, Montreal's number one private personal training studio. Today, I wanted to do a quick little video on three simple weight loss tips and considerations. So the first thing I want to jump into right off the bat is breakfast, okay? Most people are consuming a carbohydrate-dominant breakfast. Like what? Oatmeal, cereal, bread, muffins, sweets, things like that. So that's how your average person starts their day. The problem with doing that right out of the gate from the get-go is that you're going to throw off your blood sugar regulation, which is going to cause a whole host of issues when it comes to cravings, when it comes to appetite, and when it comes to energy and focus. So the way you start your day is the way you finish your day. So for people right now who are not eating an ideal breakfast for weight loss, i.e. predominantly eating carbohydrates, this is a great opportunity to shift gears and focus instead on a higher protein and a higher fat breakfast. What this is gonna do, it's gonna set up your neurotransmitters for the entire day. It's gonna keep your blood sugar levels nice and stable. It's gonna regulate your appetite and keep you in a good groove and start you off on the right foot. So if right now you're somebody watching this and your goal is weight loss and you're consuming cereal, oatmeal, bread, predominantly for breakfast, my first tip for you is to switch it up and go with a high protein and high fat breakfast. When it comes to fats, you can throw in things like a little bit of avocado, a little bit of cheese, you can throw in some nut butter, some nuts, even seeds, things like that. That gives you a good healthy fat in the morning. And of course, when it comes to protein, eggs are a great source. You can go with things like Greek yogurt. You can even make a nice smoothie that's high protein, a little bit lower carbohydrates, and go with a protein powder of your choice. You can go with whey protein if you're okay eating dairy and digesting that, or you could even go with a plant-based source of protein like Vega Sports Performance, which is a great product that I use. And switch it up. Don't always have the same thing for breakfast. Make it interesting, right? Variety is the spice of life. So go for a smoothie one day, an omelet one day, then maybe a yogurt, the next day hard-boiled eggs, then have another smoothie, but switch up the base. So instead of perhaps using water, you maybe use a little bit of coffee. The point is you wanna switch it up, have variety, have fun with it, make it interesting. Because when it's interesting, you'll stick to it. When you stick to it, you'll get results. So breakfast is really a great opportunity to get your body in gear and get you off on the right foot. Now, what I'm gonna address immediately, because some of you watching this are probably thinking, well, wait a second, isn't intermittent fasting a trend right now where you skip breakfast? Sure, that's a tool in your toolbox, and it could be a good tool for some people, not for everybody, right? The tools you use are really dependent upon your goals, who you are, your lifestyle, and what meshes for you. So for some people, legitimately skipping breakfast and starting your day with a later snack or a lunch could be a great option. But with that being said, it's not the right fit for everyone. I like when coaching clients to have them do one degree of change. So if right now you're eating breakfast, rather than omit breakfast completely and jump into a protocol like intermittent fasting, what you can do instead is do one degree of change. So if right now, for example, you're having a carb-dominant breakfast, for example, a bowl of cereal, and you're having even a sugary cereal and packing yourself up with all those carbs and calories in the morning, make a shift. Go to a higher protein, high fat breakfast, work with that for the time being, and watch your body start to change. It's not about big changes, it's about small changes done consistently until mastery, and then once you feel confident and comfortable with the change, moving on to the next step. So basically guys, if you wanna get your weight loss in gear and you're not eating a proper breakfast, don't worry about your snacks, don't worry about your lunch, don't worry about going out, don't worry about alcohol, don't worry about any of that stuff. Focus on one thing And at your own home, you're really in control of what's going on first thing in the morning. So breakfast is really something you can control right out of the gate. Number two, weight loss tip, cravings. So cravings are something that plagues so many people. And when you get a craving, sometimes it leads to overindulging. Usually it's not on broccoli and lean protein. Usually you're jumping in and binging on sweets and nut butter and peanut butter and all kinds of carbs and fatty foods and, you know, the stuff that tastes good. So controlling cravings is really a very important part of your weight loss regime. Why? Well, let me tell you this. If you're eating for most of the day pretty well, you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, you're eating lean proteins, you're eating healthy fats, but then you get cravings, for example, in the evening, and then you go to town and you binge on chocolate and you binge on pasta and all these fatty, sugary foods that you love and taste so good, you're gonna literally negate all of your efforts for the day. And it's a little depressing when you think about it, that you could eat well for 80, 90% of the day, and then one big meal throw off your entire good efforts. So that's important to realize. Now, with that being the case, what you want to do is mitigate cravings, reduce them. And how you do that is regulating your food during the day. So by consuming higher protein, higher fats, lots of vegetables, more fiber, less carbohydrates throughout the entire day, you're going to keep your blood sugar levels in check. You're going to feel full. You're going to feel satisfied. And when you're in that state, you're less likely to have cravings in the evening. Okay, so that's one strategy. Now, number two, when it comes to cravings, we want to look at a little bit of a different perspective, which is stress-induced cravings. So a lot of us, we live in a modern world with a lot of stress. Work can be stressful, stuff going on in our life, relationships, family, all that kind of stuff. When we get those cravings in the evening, they're stemming from emotional things, not bad nutrition. So you can make sure to have good nutrition to reduce the probability that you're gonna have intense cravings when you have them. But B, you gotta really go to the source. If you're having cravings that are emotionally linked, okay, those type of cravings, you gotta deal with the emotions. You have to find ways to relax your body, to calm down, go for a walk, you know, call someone and talk to them. You just get that out of your system, that emotional response, that stress, that anxiety or whatever, because you don't want to let that fester and lead to you over consuming food and throwing off all your efforts. But stress is a tough one. It's a tricky one. We all experience stress, and, you know, easier said than done to get rid of it, but really getting a hold on your stress is key. Now, cliched things that people say when it comes to stress, breathe, meditate, you know, do Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. Okay, if you can do that and it works for you, fantastic. But for a lot of people, you know, when they get stressed, doing some meditation might not be the most practical and realistic thing. So in that case, you might want to go a different route, which is when you feel that stress coming on, go for a workout, do something. You just have to be aware of it and conscious of it. When you see that stress response, oh, I'm stressed. When you feel that, you have to train yourself to shift gears, change your state, move your body, do something different. You know, get up, go for a walk. Don't let yourself go and eat, or go brush your teeth, or use mouthwash or something to just change the state in which you're in. And the mouthwash and toothpaste or brushing your teeth or whatever gives you this minty flavor, which actually helps get that kind of craving for sweet things out of your mouth. So enough times when you have that emotional response and you have cravings and then you break the pattern and you do something to shift gears, if you do that enough, you will break the pattern. Now, another thing you can do with cravings is find a low-calorie sweet type of hack. So one thing that I've done personally to help me lose almost 120 pounds, yes, I used to weigh almost 120 pounds more, is I came up with a couple little desserts using protein powder that were low carbs that helped me have something sweet and didn't, you know, push me into an area where I was overeating or binging or anything like that. So during one of my biggest bouts of weight loss, I was having every single evening a protein pudding, a chocolate protein pudding that I would mix up, put in the freezer, and I would enjoy it for 15, 20 minutes. And that would be the satisfying thing. And it helped control stress. It helped control cravings. And it was only about 200 calories. So rather than wait to be stressed and then, oh, I got to find a solution, or wait to feel hungry and find a solution, I basically set things up in advance to be able to have this protein pudding, chocolate protein pudding, every evening. And I looked forward to it every evening, and it helped keep my cravings and emotions in check. The third thing you want to look at, goals. Most people aimlessly go about losing weight. They have a general goal. I want to lose some weight, but they don't have concrete goals. I want to lose X amount of pounds in X amount of time. And then of course, having a powerful why. What's your reason? What's the purpose that you have that's going to drive you and give you the strength when times get tough? I always say that when you're well rested and you have lots of energy and you're in a good mood, it's easy to go work out. It's easy to follow your nutrition, or at least easier. But when you're tired, you didn't sleep well, you're going through stress in your life, those are the times where you have to find motivation. And one of the ways to have motivation in those stressful times is to have some solid goals, things you reflect on, things that pump you up, that excite you, that remind you why you're doing what you're doing. You have to take the time to remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. So in those tough times when you're tired, you're demotivated, etc., reflect on your goals. But to reflect on your goals, you have to have your goals. So I encourage you, take a piece of paper, write down what your goals are, give them some type of time quanta. How much, you know, do you want to lose? By when? And the why. Have the why behind your goals, and that will really help drive a lot of things for you. So guys, focusing on breakfast, dealing with cravings, and setting some goals. These are three simple weight loss tips that you can implement immediately that can push you in the right direction. Now, I don't know where you are and where you're starting from, and everybody's starting from a different point, and everybody's had a different history. Now, I would say for the most part, if you're not following any type of nutrition or you're not really working out, these three things to focus on are the right place. If you're someone who's a little bit more advanced and you're doing more nutrition habits and you're working out regularly, there are some other things you could do, and I can talk about that in future videos. But for now, I really want to address three key things that even sometimes for more intermediate people who are trying to lose weight, we forget these things. We don't think about these things, right? Mastering our breakfast and knowing what's up there, dealing with cravings and having viable solutions for those, and of course, setting goals, things that excite you, motivate you, that have a number attached to them and a deadline. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed those three weight loss tips. And if you enjoyed this content, be sure to check out the Miles Fit webpage, milesfit.com. Go find us on Instagram and social media. Just search Miles Fit. We have all kinds of awesome content, and we're always putting out content. We also have a great newsletter that we're sending out every single week. And if you want to stay up to date, make sure to go sign up for our newsletter. Check that out and follow Miles Fit.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.